This piece is called Don't Drink the Milk. I say, smell the milk to see if spoiled. How many times have I drunk the milk after smelling it spoiled? I say, how many times have I smelled the milk, then put it on my cereal, only to discover it spoiled? I could say he threw a sausage at my head to prove he didn't love me. I could say he threw a sausage at my head to prove he was my brother. What's the difference? It all boils down to timing. A toast, then, to timing and luck. Let's drink the milk. He threw a sausage at my head to prove that meat can bounce. A toast, then, to meat and luck. Or, dear friend and confidant, don't drink the milk, it will break your heart. Or, sometimes milk is mistaken for gold, because gold translated into many languages means I am a man. Listen carefully, because l'amour happens on the ear, then someone trades their mother for a beer. If not food, there are sex and cigarettes. If not sex, then cigarettes. If not cigarettes, then l'amour may be mistaken for milk. Incalculable consequences. Nobody turn around if you don't want to remember. Or, dear friend and confidant, I am childless, yet my breasts keep leaking. I am a man. Or, a wolf ate alone at the bar of a French bistro. The wolf, wild with exaggeration, tired of his tongue and left it on the counter for the barkeep, who kept it in his breast pocket, the pink tip poking out like a handkerchief. One evening, he loaned it to a woman who was not his wife, a woman who had been crying all day over unfinished business with a friend who moved to Paris 10 years ago. From the moment she dried her eyes with the tongue, the man could taste the sea. Sometimes, after a few too many drinks, the man would get familiar with a new patron at the bar, ask her to lean into his open mouth. He would say, "Can you hear it?"